It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
We crown you Lord of all. We are grateful for the last day in the month of July 2024. We are grateful for the 31st day in the month of July 2024. And indeed, it's a huge blessing to be able to see this beautiful day. To be counted among the living this morning, it can only be by your grace. That is why we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to your holy name. On behalf of every listener and everyone, every single person, Lord, we want to say thank you. Good morning, everybody, and you're welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. Let us tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Wake everybody up. Send them the link. Send them the messages. It is time for our devotion. Let's study the Word of God together. And if this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to this devotional family. You're welcome to a family where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get together as the Word enthusiasts, where we get together to listen to the Word of God and equip ourselves for our day to day. Once again, you're welcome to July 2024. And it's the 31st day in this month. Before we go to the topic of today, I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, the believer's authority. The believer's authority. Our hymn today is hymn 1. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our memory verse today will be taken from Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 7. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 7. Before we go to our Bible reading for today, remember that our Bible in 1 year will be taken from chapter 60 to chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 60 to chapter 63. So now our Bible reading, Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 7. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 7, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come it might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Emmanuel today says, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 says, that the world was created by God through his words. God is a spirit. John chapter 4 verse 24. And everything you see in this world has its roots in the spirit realm. A tree's roots are a primary determinant of its state. So in the same vein, things in the physical realm are determined by the spirit realm. For example, in Exodus chapter 14 verse 16, Exodus chapter 14 verse 16, Moses stretched his rod and parted the Red Sea. Ordinarily, a sea cannot be parted by stretching a rod. There had to be a spiritual force working on the sea, and that force was what parted it. Now, when you consider that the fellow stretching the rod was a physical being, then he must have had a connection with the root of all things on the earth to control the sea. And that connection is with God. Believe me, if you are a true child of God, there is nothing on earth that you cannot control. You have complete authority over everything, because the book of Psalm 82 verse 6 says that you are a God. Many years ago, we were to have Bible study at a professor's house at the University of Ibadan, but then it started raining. We were so many that the sitting room couldn't contain us. So I used my authority as a child of God to command the rain to stop. The rain stopped. And we had a Bible study. Not long after we finished, some other people arrived. They were surprised to see that it wasn't raining in the professor's compound, because the reason they arrived late was that it was raining everywhere else on the campus. The moment you become a child of God, you have authority over everything that has its root in the spirit realm, and that includes the weather, elements of nature, and even demons. If you are a child of God, you are a king, and where the word of a king is, there is power. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. You must note, however, that if a fellow is not a true child of God and tries to exercise God's authority, he or she will be disgraced like the sons of Sceva. In the book of Acts chapter 19 from verse 13 to 16. Acts chapter 19 from verse 13 to 16. You must note also that whatever you use your authority to decree must be in line with the word of God. A house divided against itself cannot stand. In the book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 27. Matthew chapter 12 verse 27. If you are really a child of God, you will act in line with the word of your Father. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, if you are a child of God, begin to command what you want in your life and what you don't want out of your life in Jesus' name. I hope today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. You can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you do this? by simply visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and you can share with somebody today. You can view our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on the share button and share. You can listen to us live 7 a.m. every single morning, live on our radio station still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or you can download our mobile application on Praise Palace on Apple Store and Play Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and you can download the mobile app and enjoy this and every single segment for the day. It promises to be an exciting spiritual journey for you through the day. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather to listen to the word of God again, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.